Dave McClure is GSA's Associate Administrator at the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. Dave, is this a big deal that a vendor has made it through, or is it just a big deal that the pipeline is now starting to fill with agencies that can supply FedRAMP assets to agencies?
Well, I think it's a big deal because we've been working on trying to set up a successful process to evaluate cloud security, and the process has produced the first company through it. That means that our operating model has been tested and that we're capable of delivering a security assessment against a standard baseline set of controls for cloud computing with a lot of rigor. And we've had it reviewed by our Joint Authorization Board, which means that this can be leveraged across government. It's a milestone in that sense, Francis, in that what we want to accomplish with this program is leverage. We want to stop the repetitive, redundant security evaluation processes of government and do it one time well, and then leverage the use of that review many times across agencies trying to do the same implementation. That's a milestone.
What kind of feedback are you getting on the process from the vendors that are participating in it right now?
Very positive. In fact, you know, there are about 78 products, combination products and companies in the pipeline right now. I'll answer it two ways. I think we've got a lot of positive response from the vendor community on how well we're running the process. It's very customer-focused. It's very problem-solving oriented. We're trying to get companies through the process as efficiently as possible, and they welcome that. On the other hand, they also are recognizing that this is not an easy process, that making their services compliant with federal guidelines is not a simple task. And we are dealing with cloud computing, a new area of computing for security, and we're learning lessons as we go along. And I think that's been somewhat of the news for the industry, is that the process is rigorous. It takes a great deal of evidence to display that you can actually meet the criteria and the controls.
What kind of things are you learning as you go along in this process, Dave?
Well, you know, it is first and foremost a big learning experience for us, because this is the first time cloud products are really being put through some rigorous security evaluations. So we're learning a lot about how cloud computing models and services and platforms fit into the government context. And in some cases, you remember, security is a risk-based decisional process, so it does require the agency and the vendor to take a risk-based approach to the assessment and testing process. So we're learning a lot about trying to make sure that we're fairly and adequately testing. Some very interesting areas for cloud are boundaries, two-factor authentication. These are areas where proving or showing that you have those capabilities, it can be problematic for some providers versus others. We also are learning that a lot of times, if we're very clear up front what we want the provider to demonstrate in terms of capability and testing results, if we communicate that very clearly up front, we save a lot of time in the process and in the review stages. And that's what's been a problem with FISMA implementations, is a lot of times that guidance is not clear. And there's a lot of back and forth between agency and the provider on why they're not meeting the test requirements. So we're learning a lot that I think will help agencies all around the government.
Dave McClure, the General Services Administration, talking about the first accreditation of a vendor for FedRAMP, through FedRAMP. Now, what Congress has been working on cybersecurity legislation to update FISMA for, it seems like, as long as FISMA's been around. They've gotten closer and closer, but still haven't done anything. How will any legislation Congress passes affect the accreditation process through FedRAMP?
Well, you know, we've tried to design the program so that it's flexible and it's responsive to changing legal and security regulations. We've always said from the very beginning that it's not bound in concrete. The NIST 800 series always goes through revisions. Those revisions are incorporated into the FedRAMP process. Most of the cyber legislation on the Hill is advocating continuous monitoring. We know that continuous monitoring will have to become part of the FedRAMP process itself. It will decrease maybe some of the certification and accreditation testing and rely more on real-time continuous monitoring. So what we have to do is be responsive to that changing legislative and security requirements inside of government so that this program is up to date and responding to those changing needs. Same thing with privacy and some of the core security guidelines that NIST is working on. That'll all get rolled into FedRAMP as it matures.
A couple of questions about logistics, Dave. How long did this particular accreditation process take, the first successful one? And is this the first of many, or will these kind of trickle out, or what kind of a deliverable will we see over the next period of time?
Well, you will see, I think, a steady rollout of cloud services under the FedRAMP model. We are still in what we call initial operating capability. It's almost as though we're in proof of concept phase since June of 2012. We wanted to kick the tires on the process and make sure that we could learn and constantly improve this program so that when it becomes fully operational, that it's as efficient as it can be. And it'll always be addressing process and new efficiencies. So that's really key. The time that it takes to go through FedRAMP, what we're learning, quite honestly, is very dependent on lots of different variables. One is the complexity of the cloud solution itself. If you're doing hosting services as part of infrastructure as a service, that's quite different from providing software as a service versus a platform service. So a lot of times the length of review is dependent upon the complexity of the implementation. We are finding that the initial set of companies going through the process probably is taking longer than what we might have set as the target ourselves, only because the level of rigor and the level of evidence is very high. These are being approved for government-wide use. The last thing we want to do is to cut any corners on whether the provider has met the certification and accreditation process that we have put in place for cloud computing solutions. So, you know, I don't know what the average will be. We're still way too early in the life of FedRAMP to speculate on that. I think as we hone the process, and as the industry builds greater awareness of what they need to put together to demonstrate they have the capability in these security areas, the process will get more and more efficient. The bottom line, though, Francis, is the value proposition of FedRAMP is in the leveraging of the ATO by other agencies. Once it's done, another agency can leverage that authority to operate and save months, if perhaps not years, in security testing by leveraging what's already been completed as part of the FedRAMP process. They may add some additional controls, but we feel that leveraging is where the real value proposition lies.